This is Audible.
Extended Summary, Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss, The Tactics, Routines, and Habits of Billionaires, Icons, and World-Class Performers, 20-plus hour Expanded Edition, written by Knight Rider, narrated by Knight Rider, Dave Wright, and Richard Banks.
Introduction. Hi guys, welcome to the extended summary of Tools of Titans. In Tim Ferriss fashion, this book is an experiment. While I enjoy both full-length books and quick 20-minute summaries, I was curious if there was room for something in the middle. Something more efficient than a 700-page book, but also something with more depth and detail than a quick summary. So, I am experimenting with this extended summary, which lies somewhere in the middle. I hope you guys enjoy. Note: Tools of Titans was written almost like a compilation of blogs. Each subsection is independent of the others, and Tim will bounce back and forth between interview-related content and non-interview-related content. Section 1. Health. Amelia Boone. Amelia Boone is one of the most successful obstacle course racers in history, winning over 30 competitions. She believes that you should not expect anything from anyone, and you need to work for your own success. Her most gifted book is House of Leaves by Mark Danielewski. Some of Amelia's tips include: hydrolyze gelatin for connective tissue repair and the beetroot powder, Beet Elite, for increased stamina. Use a rumble roller, which is a foam roller for recovery. Roll the bottom of your foot on a golf ball, which helps increase flexibility in the hamstring. Use dry needling, which is an alternative form of acupuncture. Use the sauna to increase your endurance. When Amelia thinks of the word success, she thinks of the WWE superstar Triple H, whose actual name is Paul Levesque. Amelia also enjoys training in the rain because she wants to train for worst-case scenarios. Dr. Rhonda Patrick. Rhonda Patrick is a scientist who specializes in cancer, metabolism, and vitamin D. Dr. Patrick is a fan of hyperthermic conditioning, which is exposure to heat. Heat exposure can increase endurance and growth hormone levels. She uses the sauna 20 minutes after her workouts 4 or more times per week. Her sauna is typically set at between 160 to 170 degrees Fahrenheit. The sauna also lowers muscle soreness from workouts. One study showed 2 sauna sessions at 176 degrees Fahrenheit with a 20-minute duration and a 30-minute break between resulted in the doubling of growth hormone levels. Christopher Summer. Christopher Summer was the gymnast coach for the U.S. national team and is the founder of Gymnastic Bodies. Summer is a fan of identifying weaknesses and working on them. If you are unsure which area to work on, look to your weakest area and work on that. Summer emphasizes consistency as opposed to intensity, especially at first. If you are too intense in the beginning, you are playing a dangerous game when it comes to being injured. But if you are consistent, your body will adapt and become stronger with increased mobility over time. Remember, there are both old gymnasts and dumb gymnasts. However, there are no dumb old gymnasts. You need to be safe and avoid injury. Here are a few exercises Summer recommends. The Jefferson Curl, also known as the J-Curl Stretch, a Shoulder Extension Stretch, and a Thoracic Bridge Stretch. Summer recommends using a massager like the Hitachi Magic Wand to relax tense muscles, and even if you don't have tense muscles, there are other uses for the Hitachi. Dominic D'Agostino. Dominic D'Agostino is a professor at the University of South Florida Morsani College of Medicine who specializes in physiology and molecular pharmacology. D'Agostino believes in the ketogenic diet, which is a high-fat, low-carb diet. This depletes blood glucose levels, which causes ketosis, and in turn your body uses ketones to produce energy, which is energy stored in fat cells. Ketosis can also be achieved through fasting. The Precision Extra by Abbott is a device which can monitor your blood glucose levels and tell you when you have achieved ketosis, which begins around 0.5 millimolars. Mental clarity may be achieved once 1 millimolars has been reached and levels of up to 2 millimolars is recommended. Not only will ketosis increase fat loss, it will also help protect your DNA from excessive wear and has anti-cancer effects. If you are cancer-free and fast 1, 2, 3 times per year, you have the ability to rid the body of any precancerous cells. Since cancer is one of the 4 diseases which has an 80% chance of killing you if you are over the age of 40, this fasting precaution makes sense. Fasting, which lasts 72 hours or longer, can improve your immune system and regenerate stem cells. D'Agostino recommends a 5-day fast every 4 to 6 months. Tim Ferriss also incorporates fasting into his routine with a monthly 72-hour fast and increasing that length to 5 to 7 days every 3rd month. However, Tim sometimes consumes limited amounts of BCAAs and fats during his fast in order to reduce muscle loss. Once you are in ketosis, you can start eating large amounts of fats, moderate protein, and hardly any carbs in order to maintain ketosis. The reason you cannot eat excessive protein is because your body has the ability to convert protein into glucose, which would then end your ketosis. Fats should be between 70 and 85% of your daily caloric intake, with the majority of the remainder coming from protein. D'Agostino's most gifted book is Cancer as a Metabolic Disease by Thomas Seyfried. He also recommends watching The Gut is Not Like Las Vegas, which is a presentation by Alesso Frassano, and at the time of this writing is free on YouTube. Patrick Arnold. Patrick Arnold is a chemist who popularized various performance-enhancing steroids and is now involved in ketone supplementation. Patrick recommends drinking ketone shakes during ketosis in order to increase energy levels for workouts. Patrick is also interested in metformin, as it appears to be promising as an anti-aging drug. It is also effective for managing type 2 diabetes and has anti-cancer effects. Wim the Iceman Hoff. The Iceman holds multiple world records related to cold exposure. He climbed Mount Everest in shorts and shoes. He ran a marathon near the Arctic Circle in shorts and holds the world record for time in an ice bath around 2 hours. Hoff talks about how cold exposure can improve the immune system as well as speed up the burning of fat. Cold exposure has also been shown to be a potent mood booster. Cold exposure was described as a cleaning and purifying force. Although the Iceman can handle extremes most humans cannot, the average person can still see the benefits of cold exposure by simply ending your morning shower with 30 or more seconds of cold water. You can also take ice baths. Aim to achieve a water temperature of 45 degrees Fahrenheit or below. Jason Nammer. Jason Nammer is the co-founder of Acro Yoga, which is a combination of yoga and acrobatics. Jason is a big believer in drinking tea, and his tea of choice is oolong tea. Jason believes you can trust people and you should not live in fear of others. Jason's most gifted book is The Prophet by Cahill Gilbron. If he had one bit of advice for the masses, it would be to play more. He feels people are too serious, and they need to focus on regaining a childlike playfulness. While he loves the power of yoga, he stresses the importance of being able to apply that state of peacefulness in everyday situations. Are you able to maintain your cool in traffic or during an uncomfortable conversation with a loved one? Tim Ferriss then provides a short list of questions you can ask elite athletes like Jason Nehmer. However, most of these questions can be used for any skill or subject you would like to learn about. Who should not be good at this, but is good at it? Who are some of the controversial names in this subject, and what are your opinions on them? Who are some great teachers in the subject we may not be aware of? Who influenced you early on, and who were your teachers? Are you able to train others to do what you do? What are some of the more significant mistakes beginners are making? What are some of the more significant mistakes professionals are making? What training material would you recommend? Dr. Peter Attia. Dr. Peter Attia is an endurance athlete who has swam over 25 miles nonstop. Peter is a fan of daily intermittent fasting, often eating within a 6 to 8 hour window every 24 hours, and sometimes goes as far as only eating one meal in a 24-hour period. He tends to not eat in the morning. Peter enters ketosis at least once per week and wears a glucose monitor 24 hours a day. Peter's research has shown him that the glutes are a vital part of the body in order to maintain peak physical performance. Peter also stresses the importance of getting blood tests done regularly. Do not rely on any one test, as various indicator levels can change wildly, even within a matter of hours. Get regular blood work to get a clearer picture of the situation before you make any decisions. 80% of people 40 years old and over will die from either cancer, cerebrovascular disease, heart disease, or neurodegenerative disease. So do not worry about dying in a car crash. Instead, focus your attention on preventing the deadly four, because that is likely how you are going to die. Any strategies you implement, provided you have a desire to lengthen the span of your life, should be aimed at lowering the risks of these afflictions. Peter takes 600 to 800 milligrams magnesium supplements daily and also supplements calcium carbonate twice per week. Peter is a proponent of low doses of lithium. Tim Ferriss decided to begin supplementing 5 milligrams per day of lithium orotate. For comparison, dosages for mental disorders can exceed 1,800 milligrams per day. Evidence has shown that small amounts of lithium can decrease suicide rates and can improve mood and brain function. Peter states that lithium gets a bad rap from its use at high doses, but at doses of 150 milligrams or under, the drug is extremely safe. Peter also states that in spite of him being an ultra-endurance athlete, he believes there is more than one way to lose weight. If you are not a fan of cardio, Peter states that high-intensity weight training is just as effective. Peter's most gifted book is Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me, by Carol Tavris. This book explores common weaknesses in the human thought process. Charles Poliquin. Charles Poliquin is one of the world's most renowned strength coaches. Charles believes that carbohydrates must be earned. If you are a man and are not below 10% body fat, you should not be eating any significant amount of carbohydrates. If you want carbs, you need to lose all that excess fat first. So, what is the easiest way to tell if you are below 10% body fat as a man? Can you see the vertical line that separates your abs? Not just the top row, but all of them. If you can, then you are below 10% body fat. Each person is different. Some people are insulin sensitive, have a lot of muscle mass, which speeds the burning of fat, and have a healthy pancreas. These people can stay lean and eat high carbs. Other people cannot do that. Diet is not a one-size-fits-all glove. You need to do what works best for you. However, if you are carrying excess fat, you need to minimize your carbohydrate intake. Charles's breakfast consists of meat and nuts, and sometimes we'll throw in some avocados or berries. Steak and macadamia nuts are some of his favorites. For stretch marks or loose skin, Charles recommends Gotu-Kola, which is an herb. The progress will be delayed, however, so take it for at least 6 months. He also points out the importance of magnesium in particular and personally takes 2 grams of magnesium before bed. He also explains testosterone is made in the body from pregnenolone, which is also the raw material that makes cortisol. So, if you want to increase testosterone levels, decrease cortisol, and you will have more pregnenolone to produce testosterone. Charles's most gifted book is 59 Seconds, Change Your Life in Under a Minute by Richard Wiseman. This is a book on stress reduction. Dr. Dan Engel. Dr. Dan Engel specializes in psychiatry and neurology. Dan believes people need to be more curious in life and also advocates the flotation therapy. Flotation therapy is floating in an isolation tank in body temperature water. The water contains large amounts of Epsom salt, which results in you floating much easier. The tank is completely enclosed, so you are engulfed in complete darkness. In addition to this, the tank has sound isolation, so you cannot hear anything outside, only your bodily sounds, like your heartbeat and breathing. Tim Ferriss states that he uses a flotation therapy twice per week and can achieve the same level of peace from 4 sessions in 2 weeks that otherwise would take him an entire month of daily meditation. Engel points out that although we are not consciously aware of it, our brain is constantly working, registering sounds, registering light, registering temperature, registering sensations on your feet or butt or back, and even registering gravity. Think of it like the operating system on your phone. You aren't aware of it. You just want to play that silly game on your phone, but simultaneously, the phone is also processing large amounts of data in the background. An isolation tank is as close as you can get to turning off that background process. Your brain can truly relax at a level it has never been able to reach before. These therapy sessions have shown to normalize heart rate, cortisol, and hypertension. Mental issues like insomnia, racing thoughts, and anxiety can be improved in 3 to 7 sessions at a rate of 2 to 3 sessions per week. Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H. Paul Levesque is a WWE superstar and a WWE executive vice president. Paul wakes up around 6 a.m., works during most of the day, and then exercises from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. He only sleeps about 5 hours most days. Due to the nature of his job, he is traveling over 260 days per year. Jet lag can be a major issue for some people. However, he has found exercising as soon as possible after landing significantly reduces jet lag. So, if you are traveling to a new time zone, try to exercise once you have checked into the hotel, and you may have an easier time falling asleep and waking up. When it comes to his in-ring performance, Paul believes it is best to stick to what you are good at. Of course, if you have weaknesses, you can try to improve them, but unless you are willing to put in the work in order to make them better, you should avoid those weaknesses when you are actually performing. When you are live and things matter, don't risk trying something you aren't proficient at. Rely on your strengths. Jane McGonigal. Dr. Jane McGonigal specializes in how video games can improve a person's quality of life. Do you suffer from insomnia? Often, the reason we cannot fall asleep is because we have thoughts racing through our mind, thinking about things that happened earlier in the day or tasks we need to accomplish tomorrow. If only we could turn these thoughts off. Well, as it turns out, you can by playing video games. Certain types of video games, anyway. Games like Tetris, Bejeweled, and Candy Crush Saga, played immediately before bed for 10 minutes, can decrease insomnia. Why? It's simple. Have you gotten a song stuck in your head? You hear a catchy tune, and now you can't stop thinking about it. It replays over and over in your mind. Well, just like how you can get a song stuck in your head, you can also get visual processes stuck in your head. So, you play 10 minutes of a puzzle-type game, and then when you close your eyes, your brain will automatically play back that game. You will essentially continue playing the game in your mind, and since your mind can only think of one thing at a time, it cannot have those racing thoughts. The reason those thoughts keep you awake is because they are emotionally charged. However, a game of Tetris means nothing emotionally to you. It is the real-life equivalent of counting sheep. Tetris is so powerful, it has even been shown to reduce flashbacks and symptoms of PTSD if the game is played within 24 hours of the traumatic event, but is most effective when played within 6 hours of the event. Jane's most gifted book is Suffering is Optional by Sherry Huber. Chatamang Tan. Meng is an engineer, author, and early Google employee who developed a prolific emotional intelligence course. Here are Meng's 3 recommendations to create a self-sustaining meditation practice. 1. Get an accountability partner. Just like it can be more fun to go to the gym with a buddy, it can be easier to stick to your meditation if you need to be accountable to someone else. Have at least one 15-minute conversation on a weekly basis and ask at least these 2 questions. A. How is my commitment to meditation? B. What has happened in life which can relate to meditation? It is also suggested you end the conversation by asking, was this a good conversation? 2. Don't stress about meditation. Meditation is supposed to be relaxing. So if you can't do 10 minutes, do 5 minutes. If you don't want to do 5 minutes, do 3 minutes. Meditation should not feel like a burden. It should feel like an indulgence. 3. Just take 1 deep breath per day. Again, this is about starting small and being consistent. Even if you do not want to dedicate a specific amount of time or a certain period of the day for meditation, at least take 1 single mindful breath each day. That's it, just 1. This will develop momentum and affirm your intention to meditate and be mindful, even if you don't allot any time to do it right now. Tim also believes in wishing random people happiness. At random points in the day, simply observe 2 people and secretly wish happiness upon them. That is it. This will train your brain to live in a state of unlimited positivity and compassion. You can also do this at home and think of 3 random people you know and secretly wish them happiness. This concludes the interview portion of the health section. Next is Tim's thoughts on health. Tim on Diet. Here, Tim Ferriss goes into his slow-carb diet. If you are overweight, this is a great diet to try out, and Tim has been using it for over a decade. Follow these basic rules 6 days a week. 1. Do not eat carbohydrates full of starch. These are foods like rice, breads, grains, pastas, and potatoes. 2. Find a few healthy, well-balanced meals and eat those consistently. 3. Eat your calories, do not drink them. Tim notes that he personally allows an exception for dry red wine. 4. Avoid fruit, with the exception of tomatoes and avocados. 5. Determine process not by the scale in pounds, but by body fat. Remember, you can gain muscle and lose fat at the same time. So just because the scale is not moving does not mean you are not making progress. 6. Have a cheat day every week. To avoid psychological discouragement, Tim believes it is important to allow yourself to go a little crazy once a week. Tim on sleep. Tim Ferriss then goes into 5 tools he uses for a more effective sleep. 1. decompress your spine. You can use an inversion table, gravity boots, the Teeter P3 back stretcher, or the Lynx portable back stretcher. 2. The Chili Pad. This is a sheet you lay on which runs cool water through it, reducing heat buildup. Remember the saying about the cool side of a pillow? The pillow and mattress warm up due to the body's natural radiation of heat. This sheet is designed to dispel that heat and keep your bed cool all night long. Tim recommends to set to the coolest temperature an hour before bed. Tim states that many of his successful friends have told him that this product was the single best piece of advice he has ever given them. 3. Apple cider vinegar and honey. Before bed, consume 2 tablespoons worth of apple cider vinegar and 1 tablespoon worth of honey. Drink with hot water. Tim anecdotally believes this to have a significant impact on his ability to fall asleep. 4. Visual overriding. This can either be 10 minutes of Tetris or watching an episode of uplifting television. 5. Into the darkness. This is using a sleep mask and earplugs to deprive the brain of unnecessary senses which may hinder sleep. Tim's favorite sleep mask is the Sleep Master sleep mask, and his favorite earplugs are Max PillowSoft silicone putty earplugs. Alternatively, if you do not like earplugs, you may also use a white noise machine. His recommended white noise machine is the Marpak Dome DS Sound Conditioner White Noise Machine. Tim on Morning Rituals. Tim then discusses 5 morning rituals he follows. Tim believes the first 60 to 90 minutes of your day will determine how the next 12 hours go, so start strong and get the momentum going in your favor. 1. Make your bed. Naval Admiral William McRaven once said, "If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. By the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter." 2. Spend 10 to 20 minutes meditating. What your meditation is can vary greatly. It can be standard meditation, or priming, which is Anthony Robbins' form of morning meditation. It can be stretching or mobility exercises. You just want to calm and or prepare your mind for the day. 3. Do repetitions of something for 1 minute or less. This can be push-ups or sit-ups or jumping jacks, anything which moves your body. Tim then often follows this up with a cold shower of at least 30 seconds. 4. Tea. Blend the following ingredients: black tea, green tea, ginger shavings, and turmeric. After steeping, add 1 to 2 tablespoons worth of coconut oil or 1 serving of MCT oil powder. Drink and enjoy. 5. Journaling. For 5 to 10 minutes, write what you are grateful for, how you can make today a great day, and any affirmations for the day. Tim also uses journals before bed and answers these questions. What wonderful things happened that day? And what could you have done to have made the day even greater? Tim on Mind Training. Remember what Archilochus said. We do not rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training. Tim strongly recommends meditating. He finds 80% of the best performers in the world meditate daily or at least practice some form of mindfulness. Meditation can be thought of as meta-skill. It is a skill that will improve other skills. For example, if you cannot even focus for 10 minutes in the morning, when your day hasn't even started, how do you expect to be able to focus later in the day after hours of work and some bad news slaps you in the face? There are a few recommended strategies for meditation. 1. The app Calm or Headspace. These guided meditations are a great place to start. 2. Sam Harris and Tara Trock both have guided meditations that Tim likes. 3. Enroll in a Transcendental Meditation course. Go to tm.org for more information. 4. Meditate with a mantra. Tim likes meditation while silently repeating the word nature. Do this in the morning for 10 to 20 minutes. Try daily meditation for at least 7 days in a row. Tim believes the 1 or 2 standalone days of meditation is not useful. There is a threshold, and you need to meditate for at least a week straight to see the benefits. However, the length does not have to be significant each day. 10 minutes is a minimum effective dose. Some studies have shown that a cumulative 100 minutes of meditation can produce significant results, and the Dalai Lama stated the life-changing events occur around 50 hours. Tim feels the majority of the benefit of meditation is in the very end of the session. For example, if you meditate for 20 minutes, he feels the last 5 minutes will yield more positive results than the first 15. Think of it like lifting weights. You may be able to lift a certain weight for 10 reps relatively easily. It is the last 2 or so reps where you really feel the burn. Remember what Abraham Lincoln once said. Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I'll spend the first 4 sharpening the axe. Tim finds that when he meditates constantly, he can accomplish around 40% more in a day while cutting his stress levels in half. Section 2. Wealth. Chris Sacca. Chris Sacca is an investor in companies like Uber, Kickstarter, Twitter, Instagram, and Twilio. Chris is one of the world's most successful investors, becoming a billionaire in the process. Despite his fortune, he left San Francisco to live in the rural city of Truckee, California. He is a man who has made more money than he will ever need and no longer wakes up for early morning coffee and board meetings. He does whatever he wants with his time while keeping an eye out for the next great investment. When working in a startup, Chris recommends attempting to attend as many meetings as possible that involve the higher-ups in the business. You may not be welcome to these meetings, and if that is the case, you need to find a way to be useful and add value to the meeting so you are allowed to attend. This is where you will really learn how to run a startup. No matter how successful he becomes, Chris is insistent on retaining the mindset of a beginner. He is always willing to learn new things and alter his process. He fights against the natural urge to get stuck in developed patterns, which may not be the most effective and no longer effective after the situation has changed. Ask for help, ask for opinions, and ask the dumb questions. As true salesman and business owner, Chris understands you constantly need to sell yourself. You need to sell the concept and brand of your company to customers. You need to sell your company to investors to raise money. You need to sell your company to potential employees. And you need to sell the dream to your current employees to keep them motivated. Chris understands that spreadsheets don't sell companies. You do. You need to have a vision, enthusiasm, and a purpose for your company. You need to develop an emotional narrative for your company, a narrative that people can get behind and support. Always sell. Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson is an entrepreneur worth over $600 million. Mark co-created the first popular internet browser, Mosaic, and then went on to co-found Netscape, which he later went on to sell for $4.2 billion. After that, he co-founded LoudCloud, which was sold for $1.6 billion. Currently, Mark is a high-profile technology investor. When it comes to business, he finds trends and common mistakes. One of the most common mistakes he finds is startup companies charging too little for their product. In an attempt to grow quicker, most companies slash prices to razor-thin margins or often even selling at a loss. This may increase growth, but it is playing an extremely risky and dangerous game and is one of the reasons the vast majority of startups fail. If you cannot turn a healthy profit on your products, you won't be able to pay for marketing and advertising or pay your staff. Sometimes it is better to take the slower and safer route. Keep your profit margin strong. Mark also believes to cut the junk and call failure what it is, failure. Modern startups often celebrate and reward failure and then change paths too quickly. Although he understands sometimes you need to change paths, he believes this current state of celebrating failure is causing startups to give up too fast. They do not fear failure and they accept it too easily. Mark believes in staying the course and trying to resolve and overcome issues, not just pivoting at the first road bump. Mark believes in order to find the next big hit, you have to follow the right people. Just like young teenagers will often be the first to move onto a new social media platform and are then followed by the masses over the following years, nerds can often lead you to the path of the next great technology business. A nerd may work for Oracle, Adobe, or Apple during the day, but what technology do they spend their time on after hours? This will often lead you to the next great consumer technology. Mark also believes ideas need to be stress-tested. New ideas are great, but before implementing them, you and many others in the company need to think of every reason and way the idea could fail. Why is the concept bad? Why will it fail? How will you be crushed by competing businesses? If the idea is strong enough to withstand the stress test, then you have something worth implementing. Mark also believes leaders need to have strong views, but loosely held. A leader needs to be a decision maker, and in order to make decisions, you must have opinions. However, as situations change or new information comes in, you must be able to throw away those views in an instant. Be strong with your views, but quick in changing them when appropriate. Mark has two concepts he lives by. The first is a quote by comedian Steve Martin, "Be so good they can't ignore you." The second is, "Smart people should make things." For him, these two concepts help guide his thoughts and decisions in business. Mark also stresses the importance of getting inside the minds of people you look up to most. You may have them on a pedestal, but it is harder for you to believe that you can achieve what they achieve if you keep them on a pedestal. Instead, really try to get inside the minds of your idols. See their flaws and see them as the mortal human they are. If you can see them as a human being and not as an idol, you can connect to them, and you can start to believe that you can achieve what they have achieved. In order to see an idol in his human form, Mark recommends the book Walt Disney, The Triumph of the American Imagination by Neil Gabler. Here are two quotations from Mark's Twitter account. 1. "My goal is not to fail fast. My goal is to succeed over the long run. They are not the same thing." 2. "Every billionaire suffers from the same problem. Nobody around them ever says, 'Hey, that idea you just had, it's really stupid.'" Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 7-time Mr. Olympia, governor of California, and world-famous actor with a net worth of $300 million. Ferris makes a quick note. When starting his interview with Arnold, Arnold pointed out an extra microphone, asking what it was for. Ferris said it was a backup. Arnold acknowledged Ferris for being smart enough to have a backup. Ferris also notes that Richard Branson had a similar response of appreciation in a different interview. People of extreme success understand that things can always go wrong. Equipment can always malfunction, and if you can afford a backup, you should have a backup. Always be prepared for things to go wrong. Arnold is a large believer in vision. If you know what you want to achieve and the process, then finding motivation to go through that process will become significantly easier. Because if you have a goal, your goal is constantly pushing you. Without a goal, you are always wondering why. Why are you working so hard? Why do you have to do this? Why do you need to stay so dedicated? Why do you need to sacrifice? Why do you need to do what others do not have to do? While most people think that Arnold made his initial millions from bodybuilding or the movies, he actually made it from real estate. Back in the 60s and 70s, there was little money in bodybuilding, even if you were the best in the world. To understand, most of his Mr. Olympia wins only earned him $1,000. In contrast, Phil Heath won $400,000 for his 2016 win. Even with inflation, he didn't earn much from being the best bodybuilder in the world. What he did do, however, was start a bricklaying business with a mail-order company, all while being the best bodybuilder in the world. Then he was able to earn enough to invest in his first property, which he then flipped and continued the process for many years. This made Arnold a multimillionaire before he ever made any significant income from starring in films. Arnold also stated that he spent 1 year learning and practicing transcendental meditation, and that although he no longer practices it, it has helped him throughout his life. Since his year of meditation, he has been better able to avoid the feeling of overload and overwhelm, and is able to keep problems separated so he can tackle them individually. When most people think of success, one of the people that pops into their mind is Arnold. But when Arnold thinks of success, who does he think of? Warren Buffett, Nelson Mandela, Elon Musk, and Muhammad Ali. Derek Sivers. Derek is the creator of CD Baby, which he sold in 2008 for $22 million, and even more amazing than that, he gave the proceeds to charity. Derek says he read Anthony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant Within, at the age of 18, and his life was changed by it. He believes we are in a society which has swung too far to the information gathering side and moved too far away from taking action. While most people are constantly putting off taking action, waiting for more and better information, Derek notes that if it were as simple as information, everyone would be a billionaire, and we would all have perfect muscular, ripped bodies. We all know how to lose weight. It really isn't that complicated. You just need to eat less, and yet 75% of Americans are overweight. So, is information the problem, or is a lack of action the problem? That is not to say information is bad, but it is never an excuse not to take action. Derek believes in order to thrive in the future, you want to choose a plan that has multiple options. All other things being equal, a strategy which can easily be turned left or right when things go wrong will outperform a strategy with no alternative options. Derek also states that when you don't have a reason to say no, as in you don't have a better alternative, say yes. He tells a story of when he was young and a fellow band member was offered a gig for $75. In spite of his band member not having anything else to do that day, he didn't want it and offered it to Derek, who was happy to take something over nothing. Turns out, Derek did such a great job at the gig, he was hired for a few more gigs, which spiraled into his successful music career. So, unless you have something more important to do with your time, say yes. Don't say no just so you can sit at home and watch TV or play video games. However, Derek also believes that once you become successful, things change. Once you become successful, everyone wants your time, everyone wants your money, and everyone wants a piece of you. When you have nothing, say yes to everything. But when you are successful, you need to learn to say no. Think of it this way. It is not a decision between yes and no. It is a decision between hell yes and no. You have to be excited about what you allot your time to because your time is becoming more and more valuable. Derek also is pragmatic about what he can accomplish in any given period of time, in that while most people want to do everything at once, they want to start three businesses, become a social media star, write a book, get into amazing physical shape, and do it all at the exact same time. Derek understands you can do it all. You just can't do it all at the same time. People think too short term. They think they need to accomplish all of their life's goals in the next year and end up accomplishing nothing. So pick one big goal and focus primarily on that. You have decades to achieve everything else. While Derek is passionate about work and making a difference, he is not passionate about accumulating money or material objects merely for the sake of accumulating them. He believes these things will not make you happy, and once you realize this, you can begin to focus on what truly makes you fulfilled and happy. Derek is not a fan of routines for his personal life. He lives a life of complete immersion. He will pick one thing and absolutely consume his life with it and learn as much as he can and accomplish as much as he can until he doesn't want to anymore. Then he stops and may go spend some time in nature or read books, and when he is ready, he will find the next thing he wants to immerse himself in. He is a man who does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. He lives life on his own terms. Derek believes you too should attempt to live the life you want to live. If you currently are not doing what you want to do, see if you can somehow set up a temporary situation where you can live where you want to live and do what you want to do. Be smart about this, of course. Don't empty out your life savings, but take a calculated risk and see how it goes. It may not be all it's cracked up to be. You may not even like it, but give yourself a chance. Try it. Matt Mullenweg. Matt Mullenweg is the CEO of the billion-dollar company Automattic and was the lead developer for WordPress. Matt wrote the WordPress code in an extremely dense and work-centric year of polyphasic sleep. This is where a person will sleep for 20 to 30 minutes and then be awake for 4 hours and then sleep for 20 to 30 minutes. This sleep pattern allows people to be awake roughly 22 out of every 24 hours. It is not easy, but if you can stick to it, you can accomplish a massive amount of work in what seems like an impossibly short amount of time. Unfortunately, once he got a girlfriend, this sleeping pattern didn't go over too well, so that ended his polyphasic sleep schedule. Tim is personal friends with Matt and admires him for his ability to stay analytical and calm even when faced with large amounts of outside pressure. He is intelligent enough to understand that anger and frustration will not solve any problem, so in reality, there is no reason to get angry or frustrated. If only we had Matt's emotional control. Matt understands that greatness stems from small decisions and small actions. When he decided he wanted to get into better shape, he committed to one single push-up before bed. That's it, one single push-up, because you can never think of an excuse to not do one push-up. It develops the habit and solidifies the intention he is going to do this. One of Matt's favorite books is The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker. Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is the most prolific, well-known, and successful performance coach of all time. When it comes to personal development, there is Tony, and then there is everyone else. Tim admits when he was in high school, he read Unlimited Power, and in college, Personal Power 2. It was these materials that drove Tim to start his first business. Tony believes losers react and leaders anticipate. He also believes knowledge is useless without application. It is what you do, the actions you take, that are truly significant. Tony recalls when Warren Buffett once told him that investing in yourself is the best investment you can ever make. There is no business you can invest in that will ever match investing in yourself because you are ultimately the person who will control your destiny. This is similar to a quote by Jim Rohn. If you let your learning lead to knowledge, you become a fool. If you let your learning lead to action, you become wealthy. Tony believes on focusing on positivity and solutions. If you merely focus on the negative things like, How could she be so rude to me? You will never find happiness. However, if you ask higher quality questions such as, what is she feeling that would make her act that way, or why is she feeling that way, it will give you higher quality answers and therefore provide you with a higher quality life. Tony feels when in a poor emotional state, we will have a poor mindset, therefore not be able to find or see the solution. To strategize in a poor emotional state is ineffective. You don't believe you can find an answer when you are in a poor state, so your brain won't come up with one. So change your state first. Do some push-ups, go out into the sun, and move your body to alter your state. The truth is, a lot of problems do not really need to be solved. We are just being depressed about something for the sake of being depressed about it. Change your state, and sometimes the problem will disappear. You won't care that someone said something rude to you or someone broke their promise. You can now move on with your life and get back to doing what is important to you. Tony primes every morning. This is his form of meditation. This process is approximately 9 minutes. In the first 3 minutes, you think about 3 things you can feel grateful for. In the next 3 minutes, you can feel your connection to God, or just try to feel at peace and feel positive energy and emotions. Allow each breath to heal your mind and body. In the final 3 minutes, focus on 3 goals. These can be tasks you are going to accomplish today or long-term goals. In Tony's book, Money, Master the Game, he noticed 4 patterns. 1. Cap your downside. While it may seem counterintuitive, most of the greatest investors and businessmen in the world are less focused on making money and more focused on minimizing both the chance and significance of loss. Obviously, there needs to be risk to make significant progress that is known. So the most successful people spend most of their time figuring out how to mitigate that risk, and that increases their ability to succeed long term. 2. In addition to them figuring out how to lower their chance of risk, they also demand a potential payoff significantly larger than the risk. These billionaires don't want to lose a dollar or make a dollar. They want to risk a dollar and have the potential to earn $5 or $10. Again, this imbalance helps mitigate risk. 3. While you may not think the best investors in the world are often wrong, they are, and they know it. That is why they are so obsessed over reducing risk and increasing potential gains. They understand sometimes they will be wrong. One of the ways they protect against this is asset allocation. They spread their investments across many sectors, so that way, if something goes wrong in one sector, they will be protected by another. 4. They seek to contribute. These people have a strong desire to make a positive change in the lives of others. Tony's most gifted books are Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl and As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Reid Hoffman. Reid Hoffman is worth over $3 billion and is the co-founder of LinkedIn, which was sold for over $26 billion. He was the executive vice president of PayPal and is a successful investor in companies like Facebook, Flickr, and Airbnb. Tim first points out Reid is an extremely relaxed and calm individual. He is very careful about his choice of words and believes language should be used as a tool of positivity and progress. He regularly thinks about how he can use language to communicate better and solve problems. It has been told that often when someone insults Reid, he will respond with, "I am perfectly willing to accept that," and then continues on with work. However, Reid's calmness should not be mistaken with weakness. In business, Reid is obsessed with speed. He believes if you are not embarrassed by the first iteration of your product, you move too slow. Of course, you don't stop there. You continue to improve, but you need to get started, and fast. In order to increase speed, he has to delegate. He gives his employees, like Ben Kushnasha, the freedom to make important decisions without consulting him first. Reed openly admits the employee can make decisions he would disagree with about 10 to 20% of the time because he believes what is lost in perfection will be made up for in brute power and speed. If everything filters through him, he becomes a bottleneck to the company. He wants progress, and he wants it fast. And the only way to do that is to give employees the freedom to make decisions. Reed believes in the power of the unconscious mind, and before bed will often write down a problem he needs to deal with the next day. He feels his mind can mull it over while he sleeps and typically wakes up with an idea or ready to tackle the task. He will dedicate the first hour of his day just to that one problem. He doesn't like to get bogged down with being busy. So, as soon as he wakes up, before the phone calls, meetings, emails, and even before showering, he faces the task head on. He feels this is when he can focus the strongest because his mind is fresh after sleeping. He's not distracted by things that come up during the day. It is like the quote from Thomas Edison, "Never go to sleep without a request to your subconscious." While most managers simply want soldiers who follow orders, Reed wants his employees to think. If he hands a project to an employee, he expects that employee to suggest alternatives and improvements. When an employee can suggest ways to make a project more efficient or effective, he knows he has a star player. Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is the multi-billionaire founder of Palantir, co-founder of PayPal, and early investor in Facebook. Peter is a man who understands you must think far more deeply than the average person. While you may ask someone a question and they answer without truly understanding the question, Peter will first analyze the question itself and then decide if that is the correct question to be asked. He is a man who believes in strong foundational beliefs and allows those rock-solid beliefs to guide smaller decisions. Peter has learned over the course of his life that human beings, including his younger self, tend to wait. They have long-term goals, visions, and things they want to accomplish in their life, but often do not actually start taking the steps they need to take in order to bring these goals to fruition. One reason why is because a 10-year plan is too slow. Who wants to work for the next 5 years and still have hardly accomplished anything? In order to increase both motivation and the intensity of your actions, Peter challenges you to question your own beliefs. Why does your 10-year plan have to take 10 years? Is it possible to make your 5, 10, or 20-year goals become a reality in a year? Or even 6 months? Most people's initial reaction to this would be, of course not, that's impossible. But is it impossible, or is it just the story we are telling ourselves? Is it possible to think of a better way to do things, a better plan of attack? This is a man who built a company from scratch, and 3.5 years later sold it for $1.5 billion. Peter notes it was this experience that truly taught him change does not have to take decades. It can take only a few years, or sometimes even just a few months to turn everything around. So again, take a moment to think. Is it possible to accomplish your 10-year goal in 6 months? Give it some serious thought. Unlike many of the modern startup entrepreneurs, Peter does not enjoy failure. He notes that most businesses fail for a multitude of reasons. An entrepreneur may point out reason number one and say, "This is the reason we failed." But in reality, they had 6 reasons they failed, and the remaining issues will still occur in the next business. Peter finds most people are not motivated by failure, but are demoralized by it and suffer a damaged ego. You can learn and improve without failing. Your business will be succeeding, and your motivation and willpower will be increased because of it. The truth is, failure is bad, and success is good. So always aim for success. When it comes to new trends, Peter is not a fan. He states that people tend to hop on trends, and you will have fierce competition, which destroys profit. If you want to be successful, you need to dominate and be early to an area or have a unique sense of mission, like SpaceX. If you are an aeronautical engineer and you believe humans should venture beyond low Earth orbit, you are going to SpaceX. It is that simple, because that is the purpose of SpaceX, and there are no other companies out there with that mission. So, SpaceX can attract the highest of quality engineers, most of whom have a vision to see humans one day leave this planet. When asked about his views on education, he first explains that he does not view the world